Hello, my name is Maureen, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide. Manifesting freedom, peace, wellness, health, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station, nor its management. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Tammy Hay in Alberta, Canada. And after the break, we'll be joined by Judy Carmen in Kansas, USA. Now we'll start with Tammy Hay in Alberta, Canada. Tammy Hay is an author and also the founder of Million Vegan Grandmothers. So we'll be hearing about her book and her poems. She's going to recite one of her recent very beautiful, powerful poems and more. Thank you very much, Tammy, for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, it's always an honor, Marlene. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, thank you, and thank you for all you do. Yes, so I'd love to hear about your new book that will be coming out that's in the process of grief mapping.
Yeah, thank you, Marlene. Well, the one thing, my beloved partner and I, Paul Pappin, we were talking about the amount of grief that people are feeling on the planet. And I had had this, what I call a download, a spiritual intuition to write a book about grief, but inclusive grief, grief that we all have running through our veins on some level. And my theory was this, that there's not enough activists out there speaking on behalf of the planet, our future grandchildren, the animals, and all of their homes, like the grandchildren of all species and their homes. People aren't speaking out enough about it because they don't have enough space. They have accumulated stress, trauma, and grief, and so they don't have any space to really look deeply at what's going on. So grief mapping was, the idea was put forth through some deep spiritual grief work that I was doing with a counselor. And these five new stages of grief, a little bit of a, I would say, an upgrade from the well-known stages of Kubler-Ross, but maybe an add-on. So maybe Kubler-Ross is five stages of grief, you know, denial, bargaining, you know, anger, depression, acceptance. And what I was given through spirit doing this grief work after my son died and my parents and some two of my canine friends and so on, lots of grief all at once, was that we must feel the felt sense shock. And this goes for ecological grief too. We must feel the shock of a world gone mad and how we have treated each other, animals, and the planet. We must feel it. And then we must move into deep compassion and empathy for ourselves and each other. And we must find pathways to make space through that. Then we must, I believe this true, it's essential to move into creative action, because if we don't move that grief through our system, we don't have space to really look deeply into the other things that are going on. We just traumatize ourselves, and we need to be moving that grief. So we physically need to be moving through drinking lots of water and keeping our body like that beautiful hydrated river. We need to be moving our bodies in the forest, running barefoot on the earth. And we need to be moving some of our knowledge into community and working together to stop the suffering. So from creative action, we move into love and care. So we find pathways I would call self-love, and maybe I will end with a poem about what I mean by self-love. It's not a concept. It's an actual thing that we were born with.
Thank you, Tammy. Thank you very much. I would love to hear your poem.
Yeah. So Marlene was gracious enough to ask me to come in and speak today. After Marlene asked me to speak, and I was thinking about grief and how the elders are here to step up, the elder grandmothers, and I'm hearing about the grandmothers a lot. And after I founded A Million Vegan Grandmothers through Vegan World 2026 and Climate Healers, I realized it's the grandmother's wisdom that's going to step forth and clear the world. And so thank you, Marlene, for asking me to speak, because I wrote this poem as a reaction to being able to be on your radio station. So thank you. It's called Vegan Grandmothers Speak. We are not getting old. We are getting bold as well as wise to the lies they can no longer hide from our crow-winged eyes or block out with those sonar rings they've used to deafen our sea kin. Our eyes, ears, and hearts are wide open now. We can see, hear, and feel clearly. And where the truth once enters, no denial or spurious debates can ever again penetrate. We refuse to embroider upon your cushions. We're not interested in comfort, but hard, true facts. We will be bold, not do what we're told, or waste our time trying not to look old. Don't even try to tuck us away with your tuts of dismay. For as long as you fail to step up, we won't lie down or even feel the need to rest. No, we will stand and be heard, if need be, right up to our final breath. We grandmothers of all nations, we midwives, were midwives of reconciliation and of the rebirth of a new earth. We will speak of sacred sovereignty, of earthlings left to be, of a free and abundant sea, and love between you and me. So come closer to the fire that burns in us. It is you, not me, who need relief from the cold, from the icy illogic of the lies you've been told. For there is no need to kill. Thou shalt not, was even God's will. No need to buy and sell creation. No need for human domination. Let this credo melt away and share our vision of something kinder. You can hear it in your own heart if you listen, like a gentle reminder. For we humans have only temporarily lost the way. And when we no longer wish to stray, all we need to do is consult our pathfinders. For love is bold. Love is bold. And love never grows old. Thank you, Marlene.
Thank you, Tammy Hay. That is beautiful. Magnificent. Tammy, how can our listeners learn more about you and be in contact with you?
Yeah, so you can reach me at grandmothers@climatehealers.org. Or I had said last time on your radio station that I was going to have a website coming soon, and it still isn't up, but I'm hoping it'll be up soon. It'll be vegangrandmothers.com. Yeah, that's how you can reach me. Thanks, Marlene.
Thank you, Tammy. And I would love to hear just a little bit of detail about the upcoming VCOP 17, Vegan Convergence of the Peoples, number 17.
This is great because VCOP 17 is about the games we play, the stories we tell. And what we're all doing is we're writing a new story of possibilities of peace on Earth. We've been holding space for that for a long time. VCOP 17 is on April 27th and 28th. You can register on climatehealers.org. When you first go on, you'll see VCOM, and you can register. The grandmothers will be speaking. We have some amazing speakers, and we're going to be wise to the old games and start playing the new ones of cooperation and healing and our birthright to thrive. We have bought into the game that we're only here to survive, but we're going to tell a new story that we were actually born to thrive. Thank you, Marlene.
That's right. Thank you, Tammy. Thanks again, Tammy, for joining us on Vegan Nation. I greatly appreciate you.
It's been a gift. Thank you, Marlene, and thank you, everyone, for listening.
Thank you. And now I'm excited to be speaking with your colleague, Judy Carman.
Great. She's amazing.
Yes, you both are. Thank you. We just heard from Tammy Hay in Alberta, Canada. Tammy Hay has a master's in integrative nutrition. She is the author of Earth Gut, The Story of Peace, Love, and Microbes. Tammy recovered from being very ill with Crohn's disease and colitis. She teaches peace as studied by the Essenes and has been a registered massage therapist for 2 decades. Tammy shares her log country home. with many friends, family, grandchildren, retreat participants, plants and sprouts on a little piece of the prairie near Edmonton, Alberta. Her heart's longing is for all sentient beings to be happy, healthy, and free. And she is the founder of Million Vegan Grandmothers.
We can change the world with our own two hands, make it a better place with our own two hands.
That's Tammy Hay singing. Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll be joined by Judy Carman in Kansas. Now let's enjoy this song, How Beautiful We Are, by Sally Zito.
When it's time to grow, when all the grass and trees and dragonflies are but a storyline and faded pages of a children's book, they never knew the fantasy was real. But here we are, the last hundred of us standing together. If we'd have only known how beautiful. Circle round, get close, grab the hand beside you, and comfort him in his final moments as we see each other for the first time.
Vegan musician Sally Zito, How Beautiful We Are. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We're very fortunate to be joined by Judy Carman in Kansas. And Judy has been an activist for decades, amazing and powerful. And she is the author of Homo Ahimsa. So we'll be hearing about that, as well as discussing grief and healing. Welcome, Judy. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Oh, thank you, Marlene. It's so good to be with you and on your wonderful show. You just do so much good with this show. It's just wonderful. And so I'm very pleased to be here. Did you want me to say anything more about my work, or shall I just go right into the subject of grief?
Well, I would love to hear more about your work because it's so comprehensive and, again, for many decades. So, yes, please, let's hear about that.
Well, it is many decades. That is correct. So, yeah, I have some other books besides Homo Ahimsa, and Peace to All Beings is one of them, and there's a few others, and you can find more about me on peacetoallbeings.com. That's my website, and love it if you visit the website and find out more about that. But my book, Homo Ahimsa, is my latest book, and this one I wrote because of all of the things that are going on towards animals, but also in this world. There's just, as we all know, just tremendous amount of trauma, confusion, and just unbelievable kind of things, things we never would have guessed would be happening at this time in our lives. I wanted to say, and probably many of you know this, but the reaction to trauma is either flee, fight, or freeze. And in grief, I think a lot of what we're dealing with is finding ourselves in a situation of freezing. And I know this kind of on a personal level because my daughter died back in 2018, and I froze. And I was aware of how similar that is to the freezing that we go through when we're confronted with the things that are happening in the world, and for us as vegans, particularly toward animals. But of course, as we know now, there are people being killed by the millions all over the world, and so much grief associated with that. And we're all very sensitive, loving people. We don't want that to be happening in the world. But what I learned about freezing is that then you get stuck, and then you end up in a kind of a doomed period of grief. And it's so important to find ways to get out of that frozen state. And especially as animal activists and activists for human rights as well, we need to get out of that state and get moving and get things done. And that means take action. And the research about grief, that is one of the main things that has been found, is that the people who survive the grief are the ones who find a way to take action. There's some other resources that I wanted to mention. One of them is a retreat that's taking place in October called A World That Works for All, and it's a whole planet spirituality retreat. It is being put on by the spiritualforum.org, and you can go to the spiritualforum.org to register for that retreat. It's actually in Missouri, which is unusual. So many of them are on the coast, but this one's in the heart of the country. It's October 17th through the 20th. And there will be a lot there about finding the support that we need to keep going, to not give up. There's another resource on veganspirituality.com that was started by Lisa Levinson. And Lisa and I do interviews with people about vegan spirituality and how to stay strong. And in July, we'll be interviewing Will Tuttle. We also have an interfaith vegan coalition, and we work with churches, all different religions, not just Christian churches, to help them bring vegan values into their places of worship, because this will not only help the members who are vegan and sensitive to a lot of the things that are talked about in churches and the non-vegan potlucks and so forth, but it will also help galvanize, you know, billions of people if we can get the places of worship to understand what we understand, that these animals want to live. And just like all the people who are being killed now, we all want to live. So that's another resource. And another resource that is kind of new is at CompassionConsortium.org.
Thank you. I really see how the missing piece to world peace and societal peace and fairness and abundance is the fact that humanity has been, like you said, working from a Homo sapien paradigm where we've seen the other animals as beings to exploit, to use as things, instead of respecting them as thou, the golden rule.
I think that animals have been definitely seen as commodities, and Homo sapiens has lived for the last at least 10,000 years, as far as we know, in a domination paradigm, as if we are the key species, we're the only species that matters, and we are free to dominate all other beings, and that includes a lot of people, too. Anybody that is seen as other, we have somehow, Homo sapiens has decided that it's okay to dominate the other, and whether that's people or animals or nature, that just goes on and on. So this domination paradigm has gotten us where we are today, and the Homo ahimsa paradigm is one of partnership. And I believe that the very core of our being as human beings is based on that partnership, that love, that you see little children that want to, you know, pet the animals. They don't want to chew on them. They want to pet them and love on them. It's natural for us to see other animals as partners, but that gets burned out of us through the cultural programming. We are finding that it is possible to deprogram ourselves and to find our true nature, which is, I believe, Homo ahimsa, the harmless creature that wants to live in harmony with all beings. That's one of the main reasons I wrote that book, was to say, hey, this is who we really are. Let's leave behind Homo sapiens. We lost our way. We took the wrong path, and we've been on it so long that now it looks like we could literally destroy where we live and ourselves and the animals. And so it's time. Like I said, I'm seeing this huge transformation of consciousness taking place, and that just gives me so much hope.
Thank you, Judy Carmen. And in addition to your books, I really enjoy your website, peacetoallbeings.com, as well.
Thank you so much, Marlene. Yeah, I hope people will come to it. I've got blogs there and other resources, too. I am very, very hopeful. I believe in the human spirit. I believe in the power of love, and I think that we have that power of love going for us, and that's what I'm focusing on in my book, Homo Ahimsa, meaning we can be not Homo sapiens who made such a mess of things, but Homo Ahimsa, and Ahimsa is the Sanskrit word for non-harm. And so let us all keep that vision in our minds and hearts that we can live in a world where everyone is dedicated to non-harm, to Ahimsa.
And what information can you leave with our listeners who'd like to learn more about you and be in contact with you?
Sure, yes. Go to my website or contact me by email. It's judycarmen@ymail.com or through the Interfaith Vegan Coalition. I'm the co-founder with Lisa Levinson of that, and that's the interfaithvegancoalition.org. Yeah, I'd love to hear from you all. That's my mission in life, is not only to save the animals, but to help us stay strong while we do this work. We are in a spiritual revolution right now, and I see consciousness rising everywhere, and I really believe we're going to be able to do this. And Marlene, you're a big part of this, I think, bringing hope to people. And your last interview with Dr. Susan Craig was a really good example, because she talked about the awful geoengineering going on, and then she also said, and there's veganic gardening, and let's learn how to do that. Let's learn how to take that kind of action and turn things around and make this world a vegan world.
Thank you very much, Judy Carman, and thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Well, thanks for having me. I loved every minute.
Thank
you so much, Marlene.
Thank you.
Love being on your show.
Thank you very much, sister.
Stand up if you love animals.
I'm already up.
I am a vegan kid. I do not eat animals or eggs.
We're listening to Katie Meyer's class in Canada.
You are a vegan kid. You do not eat chicken legs. Amelie's mom is a vegan adult. She does not take milk from cows. Sasha's dad is a vegan adult. He does not kill pigs, he vows. It, the giraffe, is vegan. It does not eat hamburgers or hot dogs. We, all of us, are vegan friends. We do not eat cats or frogs. You, all of you, are vegan. Dairy, ice cream, or cheese. They are a vegan family. They do not eat the puppy named Louise. Let's sing!
Okay!
Animals are our friends. We don't want to hurt our friends. We eat vegetables, fruits, cereal, and every kind of legume.
Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Judy Carman joined us via Skype in Kansas. Tammy Hay joined us via Skype in Alberta, Canada.
We eat pasta, rice, carrots, tofu, and nuts because we don't want to be mean. All of us on this planet are all on the same team.
Please join us again next week at the same time. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts.
You should eat black beans, lima beans, kidney beans, lentils, and chickpeas. Don't forget raspberries and strawberries. And when you ask for these, please say please. With a cherry on top.
You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.